Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining us on Central Kentucky Christian Radio, WJMM 99.1 FM. You know, we've had a great and challenging week in God's Word and the one another commands that call us to be like Christ and how we place Him above all else and others above ourselves in loving like He does. And it's challenging because we're all so good at it, right? Not. You can go back and listen to previous episodes and share them with others as the Spirit may lead. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can go to WJMM.com and click on their podcast tab over on the right near the top there. And click on the Love and Lordship links and you'll get today and the previous 2 days' messages. If you want more than that, go to loveandlordship.com. That's our ministry site, loveandlordship.com. And you'll get many more videos, podcasts, and articles. And the articles have all the scripture texts linked because I want you to dive into those and to study those and to test me. Test and see if what I'm sharing with you is in line with God's Word. You can also let me know that on any of these things or just connect with us at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, agree or disagree. Love to talk with you and engage with you. That's how we can grow, all of us. So thank you for those that have done that, those that I see out in public and encouraging words. I appreciate that. Before I launch into today's One Another Command, I want to give a quick recap of the awesome and yet often difficult and even uncomfortable one another's we've covered just this week. For those who may not be joining us, this will just give you a taste of it. On Monday, we kicked off the week with the incredibly easy command that we are to forgive all others just like God, as in Christ, has forgiven us. Even went so far to include the scripture that tells us without equivocation that if we do not forgive others, then we are not forgiven by God. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. The second day, on Tuesday of this week, we talked about speaking or communicating with others using songs. We talked about how in today's culture and with the technology, we may not be able to sing to others and certainly not feel comfortable doing so, but we can share any number of encouraging and uplifting songs with a couple of clicks on our phone or computer. And we can help make someone's or several someone's day and bring unity to Christ's body, the church. The third day, yesterday, Wednesday, we looked at one of the most foreboding commands in Scripture, along with Monday's one another to forgive, and it was submit to one another. We discussed the importance of our submission first to Christ as Lord, again emphasizing the reality and great import that Christ is never Savior only, but must be Lord of our life. And then we learn out of doing so how to submit to one another, starting with, as is applicable, to our marriage, our spouse, and our family. This is what helps build His church and advance His kingdom. Now today's command is a one another that is very much in line with Monday's and yesterday's, their teachings on forgive and submit to one another, and even more so is likely the very trait and response that we must develop and apply if we're going to be able to not just follow through with those two really difficult ones, but essentially this applies to every single one another command in God's Word. We've talked much in the nearly 1 year of this program here, the Authority of Love here on WJMM. And as long as I'm given the opportunity and directive from the Spirit to continue, I will keep on teaching this foundational piece of true discipleship in Christ. The only way we can love and or do any of God's commands, I'm not talking about occasionally, I'm talking about living it out day to day, is that we recognize the need and actually die to our own selfish and fleshly desires so that the new person that we are in Christ, with Him as Savior and Lord, comes to life and we mature in Him. This changes everything. And it's the only way to bring about this change and be able to follow through with all of these one another commands that help form us in His image and teach and enable us to love as He does. Now, as I wrap up the recap, I think I just rapped, didn't I? No, just kidding. Let me ask you, as a lead into today's potent one another, as the key characteristic to be able to do any or all of these commands, how are you doing when it comes to forgiving others? What about submitting to others? Fill in the blank as to how you are doing with all of these one another's. How can I truly forgive? How can I submit to one another, or to submit to others in my case, and you for yours? What does it require, and how can I make it real in my life and relationships so that everyone I meet can see Jesus? Once again, it's great of you to ask, and here's the answer. Philippians 2:3 says this: do nothing out of selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility consider one another as more important than yourselves. Ooh. How can we, as selfish, that's what we are without Christ, selfish human beings, be humble and place others above ourselves? Only in Christ and by His Spirit. I may make a good show of it for a while in my flesh, but as Adam and Eve and the entire Old Testament law showed us, I can't do this apart from Christ and His Spirit formed in me. As I mentioned, yesterday's one another that called us to submit to one another out of reverence or honor for Christ. That's in Ephesians 5:21. You want to know where that begins? In another of Paul's letters, this one to the church in Philippi, he instructs us in the leading of the Holy Spirit. There again in Philippians 2:3, he gives us the example of Christ and telling us to do the same thing. I'm going to repeat it and go a little further. In humility, consider others better than yourself. You should have the mind that was in Christ. Another command that shows us that the essence of godly love in and through us in Christ is to place others above self. We can't truly do this if we don't know and love who we are in Christ. A famous pastor and author tweeted a few years back, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is not thinking of yourself at all." This is another one of those what some people call pastorisms that sounds great and may motivate us to act in the flesh, but it's not truthful according to God's word. And I like this pastor's teaching and his books. Romans 12:3 clearly states that what humility looks like. Do not think of yourself more highly than you should, but do think of yourself with sober or clear judgment or thinking according to the measure of faith God has given you. Once again, you can find out more on this in our book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition, as we biblically define humility as being confident and content in who you are in Christ. That's the Identity in Christ series that we finished up just a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago. The measure of faith you've given, that shows you and tells you who you are in Christ, so that you can willingly submit to and lift others above self. Let me say that again without the addeds, okay? Humility is being confident and content in who you are in Christ, the measure of faith, so that you can willingly submit to and lift others above self. Also, go look at John 13:3 for the confirmation of how Jesus saw himself and knew who he was. Here we see Jesus modeling this humility that is spoken of in Philippians 2:3 through 5. You can only do this consistently in Christ as you die to self. Your flesh will always rise up to the comparisons, ratings, and rankings that the world uses to feed your pride and destroy your life and relationships. And once again, as Paul tells us in his writings, inspired by the Holy Spirit, as all of Scripture is, you can't overcome your own flesh, as God gave us every opportunity to show that we could do so in the law, so that we would realize our need for a Savior and for the Holy Spirit. This is what we must overcome. And in denying our flesh and self, we take up our cross daily and live for Him and by His Spirit in us. Only then can I, in humility, consider others as better than and above myself. Let's first submit to Christ, That was yesterday's, Ephesians 5:21. And then to one another, as we humble ourselves and truly choose to consider others better than ourselves because we know who we are in Christ. We don't have to prove anything, i.e. the works of the law and flesh. We simply obey the law, and that's crucial. That's in the new covenant. We obey the law out of love for the one who died for us and made it possible, Jesus Christ. Would you like to know more about Christ and who you are or can be in Him? Contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Love to engage with you. Here's our food for thought as we close out today's message and this week on the one another's. Whenever we are in our flesh, we experience humiliation. When we are walking in Christ and His Spirit, we practice humility. Imagine what your relationships would look like if you were walking in Christ-like humility. Four action items again. Spend time with Him in His Word and prayer daily. Read and study the Scriptures in this episode as a place to start. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you as you do this. He will. It's one of his functions and the things that He does as He dwells within us. Number three, what comes to mind when you hear the words humility or humiliation? Number four, what is your experience when it comes to humiliation and humility? Have you figured out the difference in order that you can be more like Christ? Or are you still going to church and going through the motions, but still living in your flesh? And don't miss tomorrow's Family Foundation Friday with David Walls as we take a look at some current happenings and events in our culture and how we can pray, stand firm, and be active. Salt and light, the salt and light of Jesus Christ in every realm of our lives and our culture. Invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to join us as well so they can hear what this looks like and how they can know this in Christ. We're closing out another week, and we're getting near the end of our fundraising here. So I'm asking you again to go to our website, loveandlordship.com, and as you pray and as the Lord leads, if He's in prompting you or encouraging you to give to this ministry as a kingdom ministry, would you click on that Give tab near the upper right? You can do it very quickly in a minute or two, ongoing or one time, and every gift is greatly appreciated and tax deductible. So I thank you so much for doing that. And if it's not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you where you should give. And then be obedient there. He will bless you in that. I promise you, He does us all the time, even in the difficult days and moments. Now, on that website, you can also find these articles, podcasts, and it says watch, listen, read. Click on those. You can also check on upcoming events there on a tab there near the top. Click on those and you'll find out more. And again, contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. loveandlordship@gmail.com for any questions, any information to engage, to disagree, to agree, or whatever, if you want to find out more. Thank you for doing that. You can give mobile at cash.app/$loveandlordship, cash.app/loveandlordship, all together with both L's capital, or by mail, Love and Lordship. Send it to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Now stay tuned for Bill Reeser, my good friend, and his Encounter program. And then at 12:45, another great friend, Greg Horn, and the Hope Is Here ministry. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.